Welcome to Healthy Perspectives, the podcast with expert POVs on all things patient marketing. I'm Martin Kiertan, your host for this episode. Today, in the first of a two-part series, we'll be talking about why patient stories are so valuable for brands and how you can make them great. Along the way, we'll explore the impact of technology and social media. We'll identify when does the magic happen, and we'll reveal some secrets to a great shoot. We're joined by Matthew Sherwood and Nora Travis, creative directors at Patients and Purpose.
Hey, Martin, great to be here today. My experience to date really began early, and I was working on an oncology brand and got the chance to interview an elderly woman who had lung cancer. And, that interview and that experience really did stick with me. Her story was so sort of moving and so powerful that, that was the first time when sort of the light went off. And I saw how patient stories can be so powerful. And sort of it's our job to really sort of tell them in a way that respects sort of the courage and the openness. And I think, the desire of people who are sharing their story to really make an impact on the community.
Yeah, I've just always loved storytelling in every way and kind of meeting people, seeing who they are. I think everybody has a story inside of them and a very interesting kind of life that we often don't get to shine light on. And so I think whether patient or human storytelling or anything like that, I just find documentary storytelling very exciting and thrilling. And it's always been a joy for me, whether it's for work or conversation. I just love getting to learn and finding similarities between people and kind of finding the things that make us all uniquely human, but also collectively together. And so I love finding ways to tell those and bring them to light.
So obviously, it sounds like a commonality for both of you is just that importance of connecting with people, beginning to tell their stories. And maybe an interesting part to sort of point to start off from would be, we do want to connect with real people. We do want to tell their stories. How and why is that important to a brand?
I think that there's the sort of the basic sort of messaging of a brand that they want to communicate sort of to their audience about the benefits or how it can help. But to truly understand and feel that impact, there's no better way than through somebody's own personal experience. I think our health is sort of one of the richest, more sort of emotional topics you can really sort of delve into for all of us, right? To Nora's point, it's a human experience to deal with your health. And so it's universal. We have the power to sort of tap into sort of that emotionality and that experience and really bring that to life in a way that any other sort of medium really, really can't deliver on that impact.
Yeah, I think especially in the healthcare space, it's something that, oftentimes is very scary, or what someone is dealing with is something that they haven't dealt with personally before, and they are in a place of vulnerability, whether it's that they themselves are having to take a new medication or dealing with a diagnosis that they didn't hear about, or whether it's their community or friends who are also learning how to navigate that. So I think that finding ways to have people be the forefront of that helps make something that is very scary feel less isolating and feel manageable. And so I think that that's something that bringing the patient voice, bringing the community's voice up to the forefront of that is something that it's a gift that the brand can give out to be more relatable, to be more understandable, and to show kind of their impact in the real day-to-day, because that's where it matters.
I think the only thing to add is that today with social media, whether it's, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, people are desperately sort of, searching and going out there and finding sort of stories, and experiences that relate to their own. And so they're already going out there. And I think storytelling for a brand gives them the opportunity to be a part of that conversation and really sort of tell a unique story from their patient's perspective or from their own perspective and really sort of shed light on something that may not already be out there. So I think it's critical, especially right now, for brands to become good storytellers and actually be a part of that conversation.
I think people, there's so many ways that technology has shifted how we interact and hear stories. And I think oftentimes, you know, we've gotten into the space of everything must be shorter or everything must be a soundbite or a headline or a clickbait piece of something like that. And I think that what we've seen and is that people are desiring that. It's something that oftentimes clients or brands will say, oh, it needs to be under a minute or it needs to be 30 seconds. And yes, sometimes the medium dictates length of time of how much you have of someone's audience. But I think we're seeing even more so that long form content, if it's interesting, people want it. You know, I mean, Netflix is doing so many series now, documentary series based in the healthcare space that people are consuming, podcasts going for multiple hours at a time that people are wanting to be plugged into. And so I think if the topic is interesting, people are there for it. I think less so around length of time, more so around finding correct audiences and making sure that regardless of if it's 5 seconds or 3 hours, that you're entertained by it, that you are leading a story, that you are telling something that people want to keep listening to and making sure that you're creating something that is engaging and entertaining.
I think there's also just such a larger talent pool that you can tap into in the creation of storytelling. And just due to the nature of sort of technology and everybody having sort of the ability to make films, make videos, become storytellers. Like New York Times has their op docs, which are these beautiful, you know, 15-minute short stories. Each one is like a short film, but these are filmmakers who are taking a topic and turning it into this beautiful, compelling storytelling. And, you know, that would have been such a huge production 10 years ago, but now they're actually able to deliver these amazing stories on a regular basis.
If so many more people now, if you like, have the means or the access to tell stories, what particular strengths, what benefits does an agency bring to telling that story?
I think being sort of patient experts and truly understanding patients on that deeper level and what they're going through and the ability to connect with them you know, with empathy, with understanding, with also, you know, is really, sort of gives us an advantage, on being able to tell stories.
I think those are the areas where, a partner or an agency or creatives who are coming in and really knowing what the goal of a brand is and knowing what the human in front of them is saying and doing and how to marry those things together is really important, because I think oftentimes we'll be talking and even with people that we're interviewing, you know, they'll share amazing, beautiful, rich parts of their lives, but it doesn't really correspond or line up with what the brand is talking about. You know, they might have an amazing story about all the marathons that they've run, but it doesn't really correspond with, you know, like their family life and the piece that they're dealing with in their disease state or things like that. So some of those mindset things can help, you know, guide where the story could go. But if we just made a story about marathon running and put it up with cancer, they don't really make sense together. And so I think the role of the agency is really about helping the edit and the craft and really understanding the need of the brand.
I suppose another aspect of this is a lot of what we do is highly regulated. And obviously, like, one way with a story to regulate the story is to make it scripted. And I just wondered, you know, you're saying how important it is to be like open to the kinds of stories and experiences that real people and real patients share with us. How important do you think it is to sort of maybe move away from that traditional idea of scripting something and being a bit more freeform about the story that you actually learn from the individual person?
I think that actors are incredible, and their ability to take written words and bring them to life and make them feel human is a total talent. And it's not something that majority of people who are untrained can do. And I think in general, with working with real people and telling their stories, it is about not holding on so tightly, especially in the shoot, especially in the process of interviewing and of the time that you're there with them remotely or in person. It's really around letting as much freedom happen. And I think that's that other area where a creative agency and that partner, you know, they are there to get as much content as possible. And then you put on the editing and the regulation hat afterwards to then really start to craft that story. I do think that there is ways to interview and to talk to, you know, real people, real patients, and get them into things that line up with the campaign or kind of like line up with those areas. And I think that that's kind of the skill of an interviewer to not coerce the conversation or to put words into someone's mouth, but to plant the seeds that they can start saying things in their own words and in their own way that kind of line up with where the language of a campaign needs to go or the goal that you're trying to hit. And I think that can happen very naturally.
I agree with Nora. I think one of the best ways is to actually get to know them before the interview. And that can take many forms, whether that's, you know, really just jumping on a call and sort of sharing, you know, a little bit about your life and have them share about some about their own and really finding sort of a connection as an interviewer to these people so that when you're on set and you're actually having that conversation, it should feel like a conversation with a friend or somebody that they know and that they're really not put on the spot in that instance. I think that's one of the biggest things in how sort of we approach any sort of video with the patient is how do we make them feel as comfortable as possible? They are not professionals. And so the more that we can create sort of a safe space, whether that's limiting the people on set, getting to know them early on, really sort of like preparing them for what to expect during the interview. I think you create an environment where they're willing to trust the situation. They're willing to forget about the bright lights that are shining in their faces, maybe the uncomfortable way that they have to sit in order to be on camera. And that's when, you know, the story comes through, they're at ease, and that's when the magic happens. We're asking them to be vulnerable. We're asking them to, you know, tell things that sometimes they haven't really told many other people before, and they're telling it to a large room and also to the world once it actually goes live. And so I think being sensitive to that and really understanding sort of the human need as somebody who's being put through an interview makes all the difference.
I push for no people in the room at all when you're interviewing, as little people as possible. Again, I think that trust, you also have to create that trust bond with the client and the brand too. A lot of clients feel like they want to be right in the room when the interview is happening. And the thing you want to avoid is that whoever's being interviewed, you don't want them to feel like they're having to perform or put on a mask, because we are there asking them to be their vulnerable and true self. And when they get into the area of feeling like they have to put on and be something or do something or put on a show in some way, it's always about trying to strip that back as much as possible, so you are getting to the real person underneath, because that's why, you know, they're here to share their true self. And so I think having as little people in the room as possible, as little equipment in the room. We've done interviews where it's just been a microphone, kind of, you know, like not even seen, and no cameras, to get very authentic stories. Because if you're not seeing yourself or the camera's not on you, you're even less aware of the performance part of it, and you're just talking to someone face to face. And so those types of things can help get those very authentic interviews. And I think that it also helps a lot to, when you are able to have multiple interviews with the same person over, even if it's over a couple days, you know, while you're shooting or doing things like that, because we all show up differently on different days and have different energy levels and those types of things. And so I think it's really important to keep that piece too of checking in afterwards, of understanding how they are feeling about it, where their headspace is at, because again, people are giving an incredible gift to a brand by offering up their words, by offering up their face, sometimes by being the ambassador or the face of a brand. And it's the brand's responsibility and ours as the agency to be giving as much respect and care to that as possible in every phase of it, and for to be putting something out that they are proud of.
That's a great insight. It's clear that brands can amplify patients' voices by setting up a safe space and providing the freedom to follow a story wherever it takes you. Look out for the second episode in the series, where we'll dig deeper into how to get the most out of your shoot and craft your story in post. As always, stay tuned for more updates and perspectives from Patients and Purpose by following us on LinkedIn and Instagram.